State Department, Cuban Foreign Influence Operative Detained, Pending Deportation. By Christian K. Caruso on July 2, 2026. Carlos Antonio Loga Dominguez, a Cuban man who spent more than a decade in the U.S. working as a foreign agent of the communist Castro regime, was detained alongside his family, the U.S. State Department announced Wednesday. Loga Dominguez, his wife, and son are presently under federal custody, pending their removal from the United States after Secretary of State Marco Rubio terminated their legal status. The State Department detailed that Loga Dominguez worked as an employee of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, an organization that foments leftist agitation abroad and was founded in December 1960 by late murderous dictator Fidel Castro, with the goal of spreading Marxism and left-wing extremism in the United States and around the world. Related video: Rubio slams Cuba. Only thing worse than a communist is an incompetent one. ICAP, and several other institutions of the Cuban regime, were sanctioned by the State Department in early June alongside figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel and members of the Castro dynasty. ICAP has been described as the cornerstone of a vast Cuban regime international influence network spanning more than 2,000 organizations across more than 150 countries around the world. The organization has a long and intimate relationship with Cuban intelligence agents. In fact, ICAP's current president, Fernando González Yort, is a convicted Cuban spy who served 15 years in U.S. prison for his role in the infamous WASP network, a massive illegal Cuban spy ring uncovered in Florida in the late 1990s, the State Department explained. Working in close coordination with the Cuban communist regime, ICAP maintains an outsized footprint across the United States, trafficking in vile anti-American propaganda, cultivating pro-Havana regime activists and politicians, and lobbying federal, state and local politicians on behalf of the Cuban dictatorship, the statement continued. America will never become home for foreign communists who peddle propaganda, run subversive influence operations, or support radical anti-American movements within the United States. Transact with ICAP and you will be sanctioned, prosecuted or deported from our country, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on social media. The State Department further pointed out that ICAP facilitates relationships between the Cuban regime and radical U.S. groups, using far-left American activists to export Cuba's communist revolution to the United States. As such, the State Department emphatically warned that any and all foreign persons involved in ICAP's anti-American subversion should expect to find themselves on an ICE deportation flight soon. Most notably, Bloomberg Law reported that ICAP is part of the communist influence network that brought Marxist streaming personality Hassan Piker and other leftist individuals to Havana for a March propaganda gathering in support of the repressive communist Castro regime. Piker personally confirmed in late May that he received a subpoena from U.S. federal officials to discuss his trip to Cuba. Fox News reported that an investigation conducted by Fox News Digital found that ICAP officials have closely coordinated with American nonprofit organizations over the past decade to support the Communist Party of Cuba. Many of the involved nonprofits are reportedly tied to tech billionaire Neville Roy Singham, who, as of late June, is part of a U.S. Department of Justice probe. Some of the organizations listed by Fox News includes the People's Forum, a far-left group that the Breitbart News Foundation, BNF, reported in October has received millions of dollars in donations from Singham and his wife, Coda Pink co-founder Jody Evans. The People's Forum also has ties to Chinese Communist Party, CCP, propaganda efforts. Altogether, there are 145 nonprofits, labor groups, advocacy organizations and activist collectives across the U.S. that are mobilizing in support of the Cuban government, Fox News Digital reported. The organizations report about $1 billion in combined revenue. In addition to June's sanctions on ICAP, the State Department also sanctioned its subsidiary, AMISTER Cuba, as well as the Ministry of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Cuba, MINFAR, and the Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, CDRs, two key branches of the broader Cuban regime, and institutions deeply involved in the decades-long repression of the Cuban people. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.